views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Silver Gaia Show. The goddesses are here to help guide and support others on their own personal journey, blending ancient ways with modern times. Goddesses are known for their love and compassion for others and the planet. We're coming together at this time during an important shift of consciousness. Here's your hosts, Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome, everyone, to the Silver Gaia Show. I'm Bree.
And I'm Stephanie.
And you are listening to the Silver Gaia Show on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let's help you experience some ancient goddess wisdom. Each Tuesday on KKNW, you will have some exciting news and updates. We will have for you enlightenment, ancient knowledge, and that are being blended together today. How are you, Steph?
I'm good. How are you, Bree?
I had an exciting weekend. Again.
Yeah? You going to talk about it?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
So, first of all, I've been cleaning my house.
Right.
Getting rid of all the stuff I do not need.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I've been putting out by the side of the curb, everybody's been taking.
Yeah.
Glass tables, glass stands, glass things I don't want to take care of, right?
Right.
And I have way too much stuff anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm cleaning everything out, redoing my office and my home, right? Pictures I don't want no more. And it's just leaving. And I just put it out in spirit. And to the Mother Goddess Gaia, whoever needs it is going to pick it up.
Right.
And this one shelf lasted for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And it was glass shelves, everything. It was all in a mahogany cabinet, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm going, come on, guys, send me somebody who really needs this one.
Right.
And next thing you know, a couple pulls up, and they picked it up. And they were so thankful, the woman was in tears.
Aw.
I know.
She must have been asking to find one of those herself.
Yeah, and I told her it belonged to my mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have room for it, and I was hoping that somebody takes it, appreciates it. And she just started crying. She goes, I will appreciate it.
Aw.
I know. Doesn't make you feel good when you can do something for someone else?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
I know. So
your house is a lot lighter now.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Good.
It's getting there. Mm-hmm. So we're cleaning things out and having fun. And so that's what I'm talking about, because it's ancient energy and knowledge that's always been here.
Right.
And that a lot of people aren't paying attention to
is
weaving in with today's energy.
Right.
And so that's why they're having a lot of us clearing out our stuff.
Right.
I thought it was just me. And then I'm talking, you know, I'm thinking about you and Eric over there, you know, moving and cleaning out houses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and other people are doing the same thing. It's like, whether it be a store, home, whatever, we're all throwing stuff out.
I know. I'm getting in my head right now. Clean your car.
Yeah.
Clean your car out. Guess what I'm doing tomorrow?
Clean your car.
I'm going to definitely clean out my car.
So today's guest, we have Nancy Drew. I'm so excited to have you, Nancy.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I am so happy. We've worked together with a couple things.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah,
it was fun.
It was fun. We had fun together.
Did you say Nancy Drew? Yeah, are we going to solve some mysteries?
We're going to solve lots of mysteries today.
I'm a psychic detective.
Awesome.
Ooh. Yeah. So explain that to us. Why, since you brought that up.
We'll get the Hardy Boys in next week.
Yeah, we'll do that. Are you sure you're not one of them in disguise, you know, reincarnated or incarnated? So you say you're a psychic detective. Since you brought that up, let's bring that up.
Well, first of all, Eric, I want to tell you that people always, my last name should really be really. Nancy Drew, really?
Yeah.
But I help people try and figure out why they're here, the lessons they're here to learn, the mysteries behind why they act the way that they do.
So you really are solving mysteries.
I really am. All that kind of stuff.
Then you were aptly named.
I was.
Yeah.
I was aptly named by Pele, the Hawaiian volcano goddess, after I got a divorce.
Okay.
Oh. Wow. Yep. Got rid of that name, the other one. Then.
Yeah, really? Yeah, it came in loud and clear while I was in Hawaii.
Wow. Hmm. So you're a channel of many different light beings. I saw that about you. And you speak many different ancient languages from different dimensions.
Yep.
And as a channel, you work with animals and you work with singing bowls. And there's a lot to you. I mean, you have such an extraordinary amount of vast energies you work with. From the Pleiadians, you know, and the blue,
Blue avian.
Yeah,
blue
I just avians. Lost that word. I'm going, what the heck?
Blue avians.
I know, they're beautiful. So, I mean, these are all the things we're going to talk about during the show. So I'm really thankful that you're here with us today.
Yes,
I'm thankful
thank you.
To be here.
Be enlightened, yeah. All of us. So let's talk a little bit about the psychic detective.
Okay.
So why don't you explain to me about that?
Well, like I said before, what I'm doing is trying to help people find out the mysteries of who they are, who they were,
uh-huh.
why they're here, their life's purpose, why they have certain fears and phobias. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, I have incredible healing guides that come through me and help clear up some of these phobias and stuff so they don't have them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we have phobias from past life stuff that we're not aware of.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A simple example being a person who never wants to go in a boat. They mm-hmm, don't right. ever want to go in a boat. And they've never been in a boat, but they know they don't want to go in a boat.
Right.
And the reason they don't want to go in a boat is they died in the Titanic in 1912.
Right.
Ah.
So I can go back to that, and we can clear that up
mm-hmm.
and click that soul fragment that they left in that part of their life
mm-hmm.
back into their soul. And lo and behold, they're not afraid anymore
right.
of going in a boat.
So when you're working with them, you're finding out exactly what the problem is. And they're conquering that fear. They're mm-hmm. looking at it. They're healing it. They conquered it. They embraced it. All the different things. Mm-hmm. So they're a conduit healer for the healers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So what about with the blue avians?
Well, these guys came to me. I started working with them maybe a year ago. And they appeared to me. I don't see. I just know stuff. So
okay.
I don't see
right.
them.
So mm-hmm. you don't see them. All
no,
right.
I didn't see a blue bird show up. You know, in my vision of, uh-huh. you know, but what they appeared to me and told me they were birds. They were blue and they were part bird and part human.
Mm-hmm.
And they have beaks and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And what they do is when somebody needs psychic surgery, and that could be on a physical level or an emotional level, a spiritual level,
uh-huh.
They'll come through. And perform the surgeries. It's really incredible.
Wow.
It's so incredible. I think a lot of them were actually physicians on the other side, on this side before they crossed over. And they're dedicating, you know, their time to doing this kind of work to coming through. So,
mm-hmm.
like if a person has, well, I had a client the other day who had really bad ovarian cysts.
Mm-hmm.
And they would not stop bleeding. They, no matter what she did, the doctors had tried all the stuff. And the last resort was, okay, you're going to need, you know, surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't want to have surgery. I had a complete hysterectomy in 1995 for the same exact reason.
Okay.
So the avians came in and they performed these little surgeries in their way. I just mm-hmm. am like holding space and narrating the work that they're doing.
Right.
And basically they went around to every one of these cysts and tied them up with a little ribbon. And the cysts fell off. They disposed of them and did whatever stitching was necessary to stitch them up. And then the woman started for a couple weeks every day. Oh, my God, I'm not bleeding anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm not bleeding anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And she, for 2 weeks, she started telling me that every day she was emailing me and telling me that she wasn't bleeding anymore. So they do all kinds of stuff. They are not exactly pleased with the way a lot of stuff is done in modern medicine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They'll go in if somebody has had a heart attack and had some equipment put in there and they're like disgusted. Mm-hmm. They think our medicine techniques are very juvenile in comparison to what they can do. And so they'll replace stuff and redo it, or they do all kinds of stuff like that. They, I've had clients who have no longer had herpes because they went in and they did stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I've had clients who were about to have a heart attack, and it was prevented because they did stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Abscesses, all kinds of stuff, and it's miraculous.
Okay.
It's a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Great. So don't they sit on the Council of Light, one of them?
Yes, I'm hearing, yeah. by all means.
Galactic Council. So, and Steph, when we were told that they come in a bubble, or a sphere.
So actually, I think that I think that we talked about Nancy and I that the sphere is the blue spheres are the sphere council.
They're like the regulators for the blue avians, and they told me when.
Well, isn't the Council of Light the regulators? The Galactic Council?
They regulate all different things, the Council of Light. But these blue spheres, they're saying, are in charge of regulating the blue avians. They said more often than not, they have nothing to do because the blue avians are so able and capable. But occasionally they'll pop in and make a minor adjustment or something.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good. Okay, so that explains that about that. So you also work with singing bowls. How do you like working with them?
Oh, they're amazing. Mm-hmm. They're really beautiful. Mm-hmm. I have a collection of 10 bowls, and I got them from a company called Crystal Tones out of Utah.
Uh-huh.
A lot of crystal bowls are made and manufactured in China and other places, but these are made in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
They're incredible. They're made out of quartz, crystal, and different minerals and gemstones. So I have wonderful ones. I have one made out of moldavite. And one made out of 18-karat gold. And one made out of... I have a Lemurian seed crystal one.
Ooh. Oh, you know, I'm going to want to see that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a Palladian one, and I have Blue Moonstone. So I have several, and they're just amazing. And, you know, I'll be working on a healing for somebody, and I'll be directed, okay, you need to pull this bowl and this bowl out.
Right.
And because tones and frequencies are so healing, they just do the trick.
Right.
Right.
And then I do little concerts, too. And I'll bring the bowls, you know, and have this event called An Evening with Nancy Drew. And I do it, start it with a singing bowl concert, and then I'll go on and do other things in the evening.
Wow. That's kind of neat, huh?
Oh, yeah, I love the singing bowls.
I'm telling you, how can you not?
Yeah.
We had Jamie in here that she was here with the bowls, and she was an amazing job. When she started, it was great. She did a wonderful job.
I learned something really interesting the other day about the bowls. I've done a few concerts at metaphysical stores, and they always seem to attract a few old ladies that come in, sit in the front row, and they start yelling that it's hurting their ears and covering their ears. And I, you know, I always say, if something hurts your ears or anything, feel free to get up and leave the room. It's not going to hurt my feelings. But I heard from another practitioner with singing bowls that if the tones and frequencies sound is bothering you, that means something has come up to be released.
Right. I agree with that.
I agree.
Totally agree with that. So, as you know, I'm a multidimensional traveler. And so, with the places that I go to all the time, you know, I'm kind of wondering, I run into the Avons. I go to Palladians. I go to different areas all the time. And so... what would you recommend for other multidimensional travelers to help them? Because some of us can't stay so grounded like a lot of people can.
Oh, you mean to stay grounded?
So is there a way of practice or something that they can do?
There's a couple things they can do.
Okay.
They can always ground themselves before they... Do you go intentionally or is it just happen to
it
you?
It just happens.
I would say if you were doing it intentionally, you can work with grounding stones, set your intention to ground. You can work with your feet in salt water.
Right.
But if you do it without intention, what is your fear when you're doing it? That you won't come back? Or
oh, no. I come back all the time. It's just it constantly goes back and forth.
You're
like right now,
concerned about grounding.
Right. So, but I've talked to other people that are concerned about their own grounding, too. And so with me, I'll use moldavite, where some people with moldavite throws them way out into the universe and past the ethers. And with me, it keeps me planted to the earth, right? And so, but there's people that have called in with questions, or actually just at my house and stuff, in my office. And I thought, you know, today would be a really good show to ask Nancy how they could come up with different ways to ground when they're multidimensional travelers.
I just heard that they should ask their own spirit guides to keep them corded to the earth while they do that. So if it's something that happens when they're not aware of it, they should just set some instructions with their spirit guides and say, if whenever it happens and whenever I go traveling, make sure there's a cord from me to Mother Earth.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that's something interesting to know.
So was that question like when you leave your body? How to
right.
keep yourself grounded?
Right.
How do you keep your... Well, you have a hard time with that.
I know.
Yeah.
So, but when I leave...
Right.
One of my aspects is I just start talking,
mm-hmm.
and I have to bring myself back right away. So
right. Oh, okay.
Before that happens, like mm-hmm. last week, I was kind of choking on the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, no, you're not talking. I'm
right.
not right now.
Right.
Not till we plan a show
mm-hmm.
like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm able to see myself, so I'll bring myself
oh, okay.
back down.
Okay.
But there's a lot of people who can't.
Can't, right.
And so with me, sometimes I wear a lot of yellow gold, mold mm-hmm. It depends on what spirit's leading me to
right.
wear for the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's with me. So
okay.
that's how I do that.
Okay.
But, so you guys, you're listening to Silver Guy Show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more with Nancy Drew and Psychic Detective. Mm-hmm.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious, and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Silver Guys Show.
Welcome back.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So we're going to stop for 1 second, Nancy, because I have to clear something up with our listeners.
Oh, you guys are going to like this. I do. Every time she talks about it, I love it.
So I talked to a few people, and I talked to a friend of mine, and they said somebody had mentioned I was slurring my words.
No way.
Okay, so I just thought I'd be honest. This bottle of water has gin in it instead. Or vodka. It's clear.
I wish you let me drink on the job.
So what's happened is on our second show when we first started, I mm-hmm. talked about losing my teeth and why.
Right.
And learning to talk with dentists is really hard.
It is.
It's not an easy job.
No.
Talking's easy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is why you're hearing her slur some of her words.
I know, slur. I can't mm-hmm. even say the S's right yet. Like, I can't say that one word on the air. I'd be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Eric would be hitting the button real quick.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great that, you know, you come out and let people know this is why... you sound different on the radio.
Right.
And because people hold a lot of judgment towards other people. And it's nice to know, you know, hey, she isn't drinking on the job or her medication isn't messing with her. It's actually
missing. Oh, you found out I took medication,
No,
huh?
I'm just afraid there's people out there going, okay, what is this lady on? You know, and the thing is, you're not on anything. You had surgery and you now are working with new teeth.
And so here's the thing is when I got them done, it was a great relief, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first set wasn't made. Right.
Right.
And so they have to constantly do adjustments. So every time, my gums are healing so fast as an energy healer, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they're constantly having to readjust them.
Right.
Or make another set or do something,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening with me. So I just want people to know I'm not back here drinking. I'm speaking my truth with fake teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And they look beautiful, too.
Well, thank you, Nancy.
Gorgeous.
I appreciate it.
Gorgeous.
But, you know, it's like we had talked about earlier, it's a new tool for me to bring my truth out.
Yeah. Yes.
And so I'm fine with it.
Yeah, you're not ashamed that you're
flirting. Oh, no.
No, there's a reason for it.
Yeah. So there's a reason. Okay, so Nancy, before the break, I noticed that you were using your pendulum a lot to answer questions, I guess, because that's what I use mine for confirmation sometimes. Why do you use yours?
Well, it's basically a visual. First of all, it feels like a teddy bear. I'm lost without one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not that I need it at all, because I don't need it at all.
Right.
But it's like a comfort thing for me. And I always usually have one or two in my bra and a couple in my pants pocket. It's just, you know, so it's just, and they all have gemstones on them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's just like a... It's a comfort thing. Mm-hmm. When I see clients and I work with my pendulum, it gives them a visual of a yes or a no. And my pendulum varies. I can get a little yes or a big yes or a little no, big no.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can actually see for themselves what my pendulum, you know.
So do you explain to them what is a yes, what is a no?
Yeah, usually.
Okay.
Yeah, usually. I started working with a pendulum long time ago. Well, not that long ago, but a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I was first trying to open up to psychic stuff. And I didn't know I had any abilities. And so I went to a psychic fair, and there was a woman that was selling them, and she was showing everybody how they worked, and everybody was picking them up off the table, and they worked just great for them. And I picked one up, and it didn't work at all. So it really made me mad. I went and I bought one, and I took it home, and every day, first thing in the morning, I would try and make the pendulum move, and it wouldn't move, and it wouldn't move, and then one day... It started moving so much.
Oh, wow.
It started breaking them. So,
oh, wow.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. So it was fascinating. So it's just kind of a toy that I just have, you know, in my hand. Mm-hmm. I've been scolded by James Von Prague for using a pendulum. He told me I didn't need it. And anyway.
Okay.
But I know I don't need it. But if you enjoy something, why not have it, right?
Well, yeah.
Right. No, I agree with you. So, and I'm sorry that you've been scolded. I don't know.
He didn't scold me like you're a bad girl. But
right.
I was in one of his, I took a week-long mediumship course several years ago. And, you know, I whipped out the pendulum because I always do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And sometimes it jumps out of my hand. It's moving so much. And it jumped out of my hand on the floor. And because of that, he said, see, you don't need it anymore. You shouldn't be using it. You know, you need to wean yourself off of it. But I don't really need it, but I like it.
There you go. Hey.
So what I want to do real quick, since you're on the show, is let our listeners know that we're open for calls. So anybody that wants to talk to Nancy or me with my slurring mouth, careful, I might have a gin or vodka back here, or Stephanie. The number you can reach us at KKNW Alternative Talk Radio is 425-327-5527. So let me give you that one more time. 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. Okay? All right. Got all the numbers.
Yeah.
And I didn't slur.
Maybe.
All right. So, Nancy, can you demonstrate some of your extraordinary gifts that you have to us? Because I understand your conduit for the divine. And, you know, and we're going to take in live questions. So is there anything you can maybe tell me?
Okay. Well, let's see.
I can
look at a person
and
they'll tell me what their gifts are. They can tell me, you know.
Like, yeah, we got to be careful with that one, though. Okay. Yeah.
And they'll tell me certain past lives. Mm-hmm. They'll tell me what their purpose is in this lifetime. I can do all kinds of stuff like that. I can do some mediumship if you had some people on the other side that have crossed or animals. I can usually talk to them if they're available.
Well, yeah. Would you want for me?
Sure.
How about my mom?
Okay, what's her name?
Linda.
Linda, are you here? What's her last name?
Adams. Or let's use Dill, because that's what she really liked Dubai.
She is saying she's so excited about this show, and she sounds very, very excited.
Uh-huh.
She listens every time you're on the radio.
Oh, that's nice of her.
She's also told all the other family you have over there about it, so they all gather around and listen.
Oh,
kind of
no.
Like in FDR.
More listening.
Kind of like in FDR days when everybody would listen to the radio.
Right.
She, sometimes she's around you a lot, and she wants to tell you that if she's annoying you, you can tell her.
Oh, no. She can say anytime she wants.
And what else do you want to say? She misses you and loves you. And she loves your new teeth.
Yeah, she loves my new teeth. Well, that's
she
good.
She does.
I just thank you very much for that.
Sure.
Because
mm-hmm.
That's great to know that. We actually have another caller online, and it looks like it's Linda from Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Linda. This is Bree from the Silver Guys Show. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Fine. So, do you have a question for us?
Would you just do sort of a general reading?
Okay, so we'll get Nancy to do that for you.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
Sure. What do you want to know about?
Direction.
Okay.
Like next step in life.
Okay. Well, what are you doing right now?
I'm working. I'm looking at possibly retiring soon. And then sort of what to do from this point.
Okay. Do you live close by your job?
I do.
Yeah, that's what they told me. So you really love the short commute. That's a big thing for you.
Yeah.
And if you do something else, you don't want to drive much further.
Let me go ahead. You know, I want it to be either just retire or do something different. I'm just looking at, you know, if there's any hint on like a good direction.
Well, do you have family at home?
No, not anymore.
Okay, because they're saying, but do you have family in the area?
Yeah.
Okay, they want you to take some family time off is what they want. Do they want you to quit your job? Let me find out. Yes, they do.
To quit my job?
Yeah, it's time. So you can call it retire if you want, but you can also say, with the option that you're going to come out of retirement when you want to.
Right,
so,
okay.
So they would like you to... take a big, deep breath and say, I've had enough, and trust it's going to be okay, and then take some time off to enjoy your family, play with your friends, take time for yourself, do things that make you smile, they're saying. And then when you're ready, and they're telling me, knowing you, you won't take much time off, you'll want to find a new job. They said what you could be working out of your home, but they would prefer that you are out with other people so you don't hole up in your home. What kind of work do you do?
Human resource.
Okay. Well, you won't be doing that anymore. What kind of things did you enjoy doing when you were much younger?
Playing.
That's why they want you to take some time off to play. But
yeah.
They also want to know, what kind of things have you always wondered if you could do or not? Because then I can boil it down for you of what might be a good direction for you.
Well, I've always enjoyed working around kids, children. children. Just not corporate world so much.
Okay. They're using the term caregiver of children. So, how do you feel about special needs kids?
I mean, I honestly can't say that that would be something I would want to do.
Okay. So they're saying, but a caregiver of a child with special needs, but maybe they're not defining special needs so much. What do you mean by special needs, Spirit? Okay, they're saying this child needs more attention than most children. So, not necessarily disabled in any way, but maybe there are, and there's plenty of children out there whose families are too busy, or they have, there's medical problems or whatever, and the children are not getting enough attention. They would, if you had a room that was available, full of playthings and all that, and you got whatever kind of license from the state that you needed to do, you can bring in some kids for, it's, you know, it would be play with Linda time. And that would be a great thing to do.
Okay.
So how's that sound? How's that sound, Linda?
Something to consider.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. All right, well, thank you so much for calling in, and we appreciate that. And we hope we got you some enlightenment that you need.
Thank you. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. Let's go ahead. And there we go. We got one more caller, and that's Karina.
Hello, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you are so welcome. Hello. I'm Bree, and this is Stephanie, and it's about the Silver Guy Show. Did you want to speak with Nancy?
Yes.
Hi, Karina.
Man, I have... Hi. This is pretty big for me because... I've never done this before where I wanted to see if my dad passed away when I was 9 years old. It's just one of them things that I was young and anyways, I just want to see if he's there, if he has anything to say.
Okay.
You sound pretty emotional there. Why don't you take a deep breath and just relax? There you go.
I'm hearing that there's somebody around you that was very debilitated. Would that describe your dad?
Yes.
Okay. What's his name?
Jesse.
Jesse. Do you have a really good sense of humor?
You probably did have... So young
did
that
you,
I don't have too many memories.
Do you have one?
Huh?
Do you have a
Say
very
that again?
Do you have a very good sense of humor?
Do I have a good sense of humor?
Yes.
I try to.
That's what he's telling me. He's he was far away, but he's starting to come through louder. He remembers you being really silly when you were little. And he said he was a bit too serious and he should have been sillier with you. He wants you to know that he stays in touch with the relatives and always asks about you. He always says, quote unquote, how's my beautiful daughter, is what he's telling me. He wants you to take better care of your body, he says. And he's always there on your birthday. He always comes and visits you on your birthday. He is not reincarnated. He is not an earthbound spirit. He is on the other side. And he is, learning about respect. That's what he's doing on the other side, learning about respect. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
You were so little.
I guess so.
You were so little. Do you have any particular question you want to ask him? He's telling me right now.
In reality, I want to know. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. He's telling me right now he had an inferiority complex, and he expressed it with jealousy. And he just wanted you to know that. But what were you going to ask him?
I want to know, how do spirits choose when to reincarnate or when to come back?
Wow, that's an excellent question.
That's a good one, when they decide to.
It's when they decide to, but from what I understand, there's a huge long line of spirits that want to be in a body. So they can't just say, okay, I want to be in, I want to come down tomorrow, generally speaking. So they have to wait in line for their turn to come in. Unless they do something which is a situation which is a little bit complicated to explain, where they walk in.
Walk-ins.
Yeah. And they make an agreement with another soul. Usually mm-hmm. when the soul is been in a car accident or traumatized, mm-hmm. the soul is ready to leave the body, and they'll say, I'll take your place. And often that person wakes up and they're quite different than they were before they had that accident. That's another way that souls come in. But the reason souls, as I understand it, come to this earth is simply to learn things. Is a lot of times there isn't much that is better here than there is on the other side. They want to experience physical touch, and they want to experience food, and they want to experience diversity, you know, like we have the duality in things that happen on Earth. But then they come down and they remember, oh, I remember how hard it was to be here because of all the, you know, hard stuff that we have to deal with as a human. So how do you guys have any ideas on how, how a soul decides that they're ready to come back?
Well, I do. And okay. So it can be in a contract where they're actually, let's thank this listener.
Okay.
And call, I should say caller. So is there any more
thank
questions?
Thank you so much.
Do you have any more
you
questions?
Know what? Yes, there's one question that I'm dying to ask.
You ask right away.
There it is. I know. Okay. Basically, I want to know, why isn't he around me all the time? And my mother-in-law said she saw him or she felt him. And I want to know if he's hanging around her.
Okay, he's telling me he needs to be elsewhere. Is he around your mother-in-law? More often than not, he's with her.
More often than not?
Yeah, he's with your mother-in-law more often than not. He knew your mother-in-law in a past life. They were apprentices on some kind of project. He was your mother-in-law's apprentice in a past life. Anyhow, he's around her a lot and kind of looks over her shoulder.
Wow. Now ask him this. Did my mother-in-law do something to harm my marriage?
Wow. There's boundaries there. You be careful about.
You mean that I have to be careful about
on the
saying?
Universal boundaries, yeah.
Okay.
Laws.
It's not appropriate to discuss this at this time, is what I'm hearing.
Wow.
Yeah, because there's universal.
It's interesting because I'm surprised he's by her side more often than not, more often than his own daughter.
Well, they had past lives together, and sometimes those past lives, you know, they have to work things out or mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. So
very true. Very true.
So, you know, he doesn't have anything. There's no karma to work out with you, or you have other guides. So he doesn't need to be by you. But he did tell me he visits you on your birthday. He makes a point to visit you on your birthday. And he also said he always asks other relatives about you. So it's like his job is not to be with you. His job is to be around your mother-in-law.
And can you ask him, what does he think about her? Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you. I don't know if I'm allowed to say on the air what I'm getting.
I'll tell you what. Karina, why don't you hang on for a minute, and we'll have Eric get a hold on for a minute, and Eric will get your number, and I'll tell you what, I'll have Nancy give you a call privately on this, okay?
That sounds great.
I would questions. Really appreciate that.
You're asking questions that's not proper for the air, and the other thing is universal laws we have to follow, and some questions we can answer, some questions we can't. So if you hold on for just a moment, I'll have Eric get a hold of you. Thank you for calling and calling the Silver Guy Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Here's the thing. Is a lot of people call and they say, are we going to have, is this man going to fall in love with me in a week, or this person or that person, right? And, we can't answer those questions because of universal boundaries. So, anyway, but I was just seeing a light flash. I had my reading glasses on, so I had to look for a minute which one we got. But so a lot of people don't understand, you know, we cannot answer all these questions that people want.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, they sometimes they stop us from answering because it's not yet for you to know.
That's
true. So you can go through a lesson or something that you had to learn before you
learn
the answer.
Right.
That's totally
but
true.
But, I want to let the listener know, too, that when my mom passed, I thought that she would be around me a lot more, and yet she's not. She's around my sister-in-law and one of my best friends more than she is with me. So
there you go. That's an in-law that she's hanging out with.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even if there was on a karmic, there may have something that had gone on with the mother-in-law and him that is none of our business, right?
Right.
And so maybe he's trying to clean something up with her.
I can tell you that your father was married to your mother-in-law in a prior life.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah.
So aside from the apprentice life, they were married before, and there may have been other lives that they were together.
Right. Okay. Right. So, yeah, that makes sense to you. So when you give her a call and call her back, maybe you can give her some more information. So the other thing is, for the fifth caller, Nancy is giving away a very special free reading.
Yep. I'm going to give a free 15-minute reading to the fifth caller, and it has a $35 value.
So we've already had two calls, so the fifth one that calls in gets that. So I think we're going to take a short break.
All right.
And more with Nancy when we come back on the Silver Guy Show.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
On the path to good health and well-being? Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Welcome back, everyone, to Silver Guys Show, and we're back with Nancy and my co-host, Stephanie.
Hey.
What do you think of so far, Steph?
I think it's very interesting.
Isn't it amazing? Interesting.
Yes.
So we've gotten two callers.
Mm-hmm.
On the fifth caller, free 15-minute reading by Nancy, which is $35 value. That's
nice.
Your giveaway. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So Nancy, you work with animals.
I do.
I think that's cool. You know, I'm a big animal lover, right? So how do you incorporate in that with your natural, you know, your life? My teeth again, sorry. That's what I'm
saying. Well, first of all, I can, if a person has an animal that's crossed over, mm-hmm. I can often talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And if an animal is still is here, I can talk to them. If they're willing to talk to me, usually they are.
Mm-hmm.
But
if they're still here?
Yeah.
Cool. You want one?
I can try.
Get a hold of the bouncer.
What kind of animal is bouncer?
A puppy.
What kind of puppy?
He's a shih tzu.
Bouncer.
Maybe he'll answer me some questions.
Hey.
He kind of talks a little slow. And he goes, I love you.
He's mm-hmm. he's 7 years old and he's a baby. We call him Baby Bouncer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's, he loves that you're brutally honest. He says sometimes your voice can be a bit piercing.
You know, my husband said the same thing. So, yeah, okay.
He's been talking to Bouncer.
He told Bouncer what to say. He's home with him right now. Kelly, you're supposed to be at the studio, not with the home with the dog. Tell him what to say.
Oh, God. What else, Bouncer? Bouncer says he's pretty private. He doesn't really appreciate being on the air. That's hysterical.
Yeah, that's probably why my husband didn't come on the air, too.
thank you, Bouncer. I appreciate you talking to me.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a Cocker Spaniel.
Okay. What's your Cocker Spaniel's name?
Squirt.
Squirt?
Mm-hmm. And does he have a message for me? Because I'm a cat lover, and he has to live with a cat lover. And I know he knew this.
The first thing Squirt is saying mm-hmm. is he wants to know why can't we live in Squim? Because we hear that Squim has more sunshine.
Really? I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's weird.
He despises the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Does he sleep on the floor or the bed?
He would prefer to sleep on the bed, but he gets the floor or one of the couches.
Okay. Does he sometimes he cry at night? Do you hear him cry at night?
No.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're sleeping because he says he cries at night, so you could pick him up and put him on the bed, but you might be asleep when that happens.
Oh, well, he can come sleep on the bed then.
Oh, that's bad.
Then you need to put him on the bed before mm-hmm. you go to bed. What else, Squirt? What else you want to say? He is telling me he's smart.
He's very smart.
Yeah, he's telling me he's very smart. He's telling me he can be a bit too serious sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have cats still?
Yes.
Squirt, how do you feel about cats? They keep him on his toes.
Mm-hmm.
They come around and I can't stay asleep.
Oh.
That's what he said. what else you want to say? Even though that their paws make soft noises, they still disrupt my sleep, he
mm-hmm.
says.
Mm-hmm.
What is there anything you want or need, Squirt? Do you give Squirt, like, dessert?
Not very often.
Or, okay, like, do you give him cookies or treats or something?
Not very often.
Well, he wants them.
Well, okay.
Yeah, he wants them and gets them.
I always wondered why they didn't make dog food
I know.
Treats.
They should make dog food dessert.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
I know my bouncer would love it. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's great. Thank you, Nancy.
Oh, we got more callers.
We got two more callers.
All sure. Right.
So let's take this from Jamie at Muckleteel. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi, Jamie. This is Bree from
Hi,
the
Jamie.
Guy's show. Well, I can't even talk again. Jamie, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
So you have a question for Nancy?
Yeah.
Go ahead. There you go, Nancy.
What's your question?
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
My dad passed away in 2007, and I had three visitation dreams from him soon after he died. And I just wondered how, if he's still around me, and just wondered how he's doing.
Okay, what is his name, first and last name?
Jim Norton.
They have to do a little energy clearing before they can check in on him. There's something here that needs to go away beforehand, so I'm going to ask that the energy be cleared. By the way, I live in Mukilteo, and I work out of my healing studio in Mukilteo, too.
Yeah, I met you in Fremont recently.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
And I live, yeah. So I want to come to your studio.
Awesome. Okay. You said Jim Norton?
Yeah, Jim Norton. He played football, and he was number 43, and so that number is very significant to me.
He's not around. I don't feel him around here. I'm sorry. I don't feel him.
Do you feel his mother, Betty Norton?
Yes, I do. I feel her. Did you know her?
Pardon?
Did you know her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Betty, was she a religious woman?
Not real openly, but she was a very strong woman.
Yeah, I'm feeling connection with her and the Holy Spirit, actually.
Oh, great.
But maybe she'll tell me where your dad is. She says he's a distance away and he can't be here today. I'm sorry.
So he must have some work he's doing on the other side somewhere right now then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very likely.
Mm-hmm. So does that help you, Jamie?
Yeah. Does my grandma have anything to say? Or, you know, how is she doing? And
she's teaching on the other side is what she's saying. She's teaching.
Oh, great.
And she says she's enjoying traveling a lot. She likes to travel.
Oh, that's neat.
Sometimes when I'm talking to spirits, there's like a delay before I can hear them because they're trying to match our energies together, our vibrations together, so we can talk back and forth. Uh-huh. So that's why I hesitate before I say something. But she's having a nice time over there, she says.
Oh, good. Well, that's great because she worked very hard and had a pretty hard life.
That's probably why she's traveling and enjoying her afterlife. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling and come see me sometime.
I will.
Okay, great.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So then we have only a couple minutes before we take a break. So we have Abby.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Abby. So, this is Bree.
I'm so excited for this. Oh my gosh.
Oh. Good. So what's might happen in a couple minutes? We're going to have to take a break. So ask one question real quick, and then we'll put you on hold, and you'll come back, okay?
Okay. I'm just wondering if my friend Scott is around me, and what he has to say and what his part in my life is, if any.
Well, Scott is climbing the walls to talk to you today. He's so excited to talk to you.
Oh, my God. That's so amazing.
And he's jumping up and down going, she got through, she got through, she got through. He's so excited.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
He watches over you. He plays pranks on you. Have you noticed some funny little pranks that happen around your house?
Not really, but I'll start looking out for them.
keys. Oh, he messes with her keys.
Yeah,
with your keys. He messes with your keys. And,
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you ever find your keys missing? Like you put them in one spot and you swear they were there and all of a sudden you find them somewhere else?